We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Brian Mazurowski here, Joe Beamer here with you on another, you know, it's actually gotten pretty nice out there. We'll change the weather later. You'll be hearing about that throughout the morning here on WBEN. How's it going, Joe?
Oh, Brian, ready to take on the day.
Now you're ready to take on the day. Joe shows up for work before 5 a.m. Takes him till 9 to get ready to take
That's
on the
right.
day, though.
Yeah, that's yeah. The first 4 hours is just getting the wheels in motion.
Getting getting everything in gear. Well, hey, so we've talked about this so many times on the show, and now we have maybe some new numbers to put behind what we're all feeling. Courtney Jackson joins us from CNET. And Courtney, thanks for being with us this morning. Courtney, if you're not familiar with CNET, by the way, great place to go for all your tech news and product reviews and things like that. Courtney has crunched some numbers for the streaming versus cable costs. And, you know, we talk about this all the time on our show, Courtney, because I don't think there's been a period of time ever where watching TV is more inconvenient than it is right now. And it seemingly makes no sense because it should be the opposite, right?
Yeah, I agree. It's become an environment where we have to skip around to watch everything we want to watch.
And you've kind of crunched some numbers. All right, what are people paying for TV based on how they're watching TV? And I'm looking through some of them now. What generally did you find that has people paying the most on average across the nation?
In most cases, it's the cable packages. Definitely, if you have premium cable, you're paying the most out of pocket because it's a combination of your internet costs along with all of those channels and any sports packages you have. So that's going to run you over $200. But surprisingly, even if you have a live TV streaming service, those numbers can come pretty close to what you'd be paying for basic cable.
And then you throw some of those streaming packages in, and you could be, even with a live streaming, be paying more than you would be paying if you had the premium cable.
Yes, exactly. Most of us, we have at least one streaming service, according to the latest research. Most U.S. households, roughly 80% of us, have at least one streaming service, so it's hard to escape it. On average, at least half of us have at least four. So most people are streaming something somewhere, whether it's a paid service or a free service.
The thing with streaming that, you know, really gets me is, all right, so I cut the cord for TV, but I still have to go through the same company for internet because the streaming services aren't really much good if you don't have any internet at home. And
right.
When you don't have it bundled up together, the price of internet goes up, and then you're paying this one rate. You know, we only have one option for an internet service provider in much of the area here. I mean, it's basically you're paying the same thing if you wanted to stream and have the internet as you did before with the TV.
Right. One thing that we did find when we initially did this number crunch, we did about 2 years ago, one thing we discovered is that internet costs are rising across the country. We used a sampling of six cities across the U.S. to do these calculations. So internet costs are going up everywhere, whether you're in a metropolitan area or a more rural area. So that will definitely affect how much you're paying on average. And then when you throw in, even if you get 10 channels, let's say, from a basic cable provider, you're still going to pay probably close to between $80 and $100 a month. And then toss in your on-demand streaming services like Netflix and Disney Plus, you're still in that window.
And we're seeing these streaming companies, you know, prices go up. I'm getting an email all the time from, you know, if it's Hulu or if it's Paramount Plus or Netflix. Hey, we're raising our price again. We'll give you the ad option, which I'm cheap. I'll go with the ad option. But Courtney, are we going to get to the point where it's as expensive to have the things that were supposed to get you away from cable than just having cable and getting those things on demand?
I wouldn't say it's going to go that far. The reason is these both cable companies and streaming services are taking notice as far as the competition, and they all want to give consumers the best options. That's why you're seeing, along with these price hikes, that's why you're also seeing the rise of these ad-based subscription plans. If you think about it, Netflix, you know, was one of the last holdouts to add an ad-based plan. Disney Plus added one as well. Apple TV Plus still doesn't have one, and right now their service is $10 a month. So I think you're going to see some more competitive pricing as we move along, but streaming overall is still going to be your best bet.
Streaming might be the best bet, unless you're picky, right? Is this what it comes down to, where you can stream on the cheap, but if you're very picky about what you watch, and I'll give myself as an example, I watch very few things. I like my sports. I want to watch the Sabres play hockey. I like watching the Bills, which you can basically get for free over the air if you really wanted to. And there's maybe a couple of shows that I would ever care about. But if you get very specific and you need to have a certain streaming platform to watch it, that's when you're kind of stuck.
Yes. Absolutely. This is where things get really tricky, especially if you're a sports fan. You're going to wind up paying more. What we're seeing is, one, live TV streaming services have to pay for those channels that you want to watch all of your sports on. Not all of them have every regional sports network. Most of the time, you're going to find those on a service like Fubo and DirecTV Stream, and those cost more than, let's say, YouTube TV. That's also the case when it comes to cable. They charge you a fee every month to access those RSNs. So if you want to watch sports, whether it's on streaming or via cable, that's going to cost you the most amount of money. The one thing we are seeing the difference with is some of these on-demand services like Peacock and Paramount Plus and even Max are also offering live sports. So you may be able to get away with paying a cheaper amount of money every month, depending on what you want to watch. So if it's NFL, you can watch between Prime Video and Peacock in some cases. As you know, Peacock had that big playoff game this past season. Next year, that will be with Prime Video. But it's the annoying thing for consumers is that you have to keep switching around.
Yeah, and for sports fans, there's really not that option. You know, I want to watch the Sabres. I want to watch the Mets. I want to watch college. Well, that's three different apps right there. There's really not the answer in the one streaming for sports fans. I mean, Fox and ESPN are coming together, but that doesn't really address the regional problem that sports fans have with the streaming apps.
Right, right. That's those RSN fees, and you're going to have to pay that no matter where you're streaming, whether it's passed down to you in the monthly cost of your streaming subscription or if it's just that extra fee they tack on with your cable package.
So we've seen live sports get added. We've seen the ads get added. What's next? You know, for all these streaming companies, what's like the next thing to watch out for that you think is going to happen in the next few years?
You're probably going to see a lot more bundling, you know, whether it's with a wireless provider that wants to offer you Netflix and Max, you know, free for a year, or these services come together with these joint ventures, as we're seeing with Disney Plus, Warner Brothers Discovery, and Fox for that joint streaming service venture that they plan to launch later this year. So a lot of bundling.
You know, Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus, that's I think that's probably the most popular bundle. Are we going to see Hulu just turn into Disney Plus, or are they going to keep those as two separate streaming services? I've been fascinated with, I can find the same stuff, some of the same stuff I'm now starting to see on Disney Plus that was just on Hulu a few months ago.
Right. So what Disney has done with that, which will roll out in March, they're adding some Hulu content onto that Disney Plus app so that some families can just choose to have that one app option. But as it stands, they will remain as two separate streaming services. I'm not sure if they plan to just completely blend them together like what Max did with Discovery Plus. have no idea if they plan to do that, but they are trying to make it simpler for customers who want to watch all that Hulu content in one app.
Well, we'll see where it all goes. Hey, Courtney, thanks so much for being on with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Courtney Jackson joining us on the line with a little bit on streaming. CNET is where you want to go to see her full report. I always find it funny because when they talk about streaming and the bundles that you want to do and watch out for, they always talk about sports fan. This is great for sports fans. You can get sports on this, whatever. Who in the world, and maybe this is true for like some places, but who is just a sports fan?
Right. You usually have teams associated with that.
Right. Like you're a fan. If you ask 100 people living in Western New York, they say, yeah, I'm a sports fan. I like the Bills and the Sabres.
Right.
Right. Oh, sports. It's not just like, give me sports.
Right.
Right. It's like, I want to watch these two teams specifically. And truth be told, I don't really care about anything else.
Right.
It might be on. Like, if I just turn the TV on and I'm looking for something, I might put the monster trucks on. But I just really want these two things.
Yeah.
It's not like sports. But every time they talk about a streaming service or something, this new sports streaming service, right, a few weeks ago, they always talk about it in generality. Oh, great for sports fans. Like, I don't know. Who is outside of 12-year-olds? Like, right? That was like me when I was, you're 12. You have nothing but time on your hands.
Just put ESPN on.
Yeah, you just watch any sport all day long. Outside of that, who is that really for?
Yeah, I haven't watched many of the Strongest Man competitions since middle school.
You would be the closest person that comes to that.
Well, I like a lot of sports.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's still specifics in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need to have. I don't know. It's just rough. I say it all the time. I'm like closer and closer to just going right back to. I haven't done it yet. Have not done it yet. But I'm closer and closer to just going. So we'll open it up again. 803-0930. Be Maz and Beamer here on WBEN. 803-0930. And you can let us know. One, I'm always in. How much do you pay for what you watch right now? Because everyone comparing everything is always great. You used to have like three levels. Like, well, I pay nothing. Right. And I get what's on the TV when you plug it into the wall. Then it's like, well, I have cable. So you pay $65 a month or whatever it was for the basic cable package. Or
that came out of the wall.
Yeah, it still came out of the wall, right? Or, I've got the dish, the premium, whatever, HBO and like the movie channels and all this. And then you might pay. But there was like three tiers of what you got. Now, I think person to person, it's never been more different.
Remember in the 90s? They had the different. So you had the cable box, right? Which was the thing that looked like a VCR without the VCR. But then you had the small cable box. And that meant, ooh, they have HBO. They have the small cable box on top of their TV. That was always, ooh, look at them. They pay extra for HBO. What do they have?
Or you have a really old TV that needed a cable converter.
That's because it only went to channel 10.
That was most of the boxes that I saw. You had to have the extra box on top just to reach TBS or something.
But, now everyone has something different, Brian. You were saying this yesterday. That's why there's not really that big show that everyone comments on, because everyone's watching from something different. We're not all watching from the same 2 to channel 60 anymore. We have a plethora of options, and the people next door might not have the same options as you, and you might not have the same options as them.
Well, this is why, this is why I want to hear from people. 803-0930. A couple of you texting in already. You can give a call as well. How much are you paying to? Because it's always the eye opener when you hear what different people are paying every single month for maybe the same, maybe more, maybe less than what you have. And it's everyone's got some different sort of rate. It's never been more different. The other thing is, and I talked about this yesterday, you mentioned, Joe, like, to me, it's why the Bills are so popular here. And it's not just because they're good. It's mostly because they're really good now.
That helps.
That's like the number one thing. But it's also because it's the only thing. It's the only thing that we all watch. It used to be that there were a few things that everybody watched. You could talk about Survivor when it came on the air, and like most people around were either watching or had some sort of idea what was going on. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Everybody had it.
Norm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, everyone watched that. Everyone saw that.
everyone watched those shows, yep. whatever the primetime show, what Friends or, you know, everybody had their show. ER, you could find somebody around the office to talk about the show with. Now, good luck.
Yeah.
Like, good luck. Everybody's, one of our bosses here talks about Yellowstone all the time. And yeah. it's one of these super popular streaming shows. Never seen an episode in my life, nor has anybody in my day-to-day life except for him.
Right.
Yeah. that's one of the most popular shows, but it's like good luck trying to go around the office and find somebody who's watching what you do, except for the Bills. Like, that's the one thing we all still have in common. I think that plays into why during football season we are like ramped up to that extra degree of being all into it, more so, I think, than we would if they were good 20 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's football in general, right? I mean, it's the Bills here locally. It's the Super Bowl nationally is the one thing that everyone's got on their TV. I mean, I get excited. I mentioned Hightown when it premiered a few weeks ago, and someone texted in going, they watched that too. Wow. You know, because I don't know one else that watches that show.
Yeah. It used to be like I would be scared to say that I'm watching something because everyone was watching it at a different pace.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd mention a show. It's like, well, I don't want to say I'm watching it and have somebody spoil it for me because they've already watched it all. And I'm getting on it late or I'm just not watching every episode in one night like some people do. Now, I don't care. Like, I'll say whatever because what are the odds that somebody's going to be watching the same thing
right.
that I'm watching? Like, hardly anything. And that goes for anything that you can really watch, except for, I think, the sports. And also, you know, on a greater level, it could be, I think it's like furthering the divide of like everybody in their day-to-day life. Like, it's just one less thing you're talking to other people about is what you're watching on TV right. that you might have in common with everyone else. But anyways, what are you paying for a month? And maybe a little bit on that. 803-0930 on our text board. See, like, this is why I love it. Somebody's saying $260 a month, basic cable, internet, and a landline.
Mm.
Now, maybe the landline adds something more to this, but the $260 a month. Then a couple texts later, cable and internet, $112 per month for the box and three Roku devices and everything like that. You're basically getting, those are two people who are basically getting the same thing.
Right.
One is paying twice as much as the other. How in the world does that happen? But it happens. And then, all right, everyone else, when I say what are you paying, I kind of want to know what you're paying for a straight up deal. All these people who text in, well, I pay, you know, maybe there's something to this. I've got, you know, 50,000 channels and every pay-per-view for $40 a month or, you know, whatever. All these semi-legal like you, Joe, all these, you know, not so over, you know, above board things. Like, I'm not even talking about that, but I know a lot of people use them.
Yeah. And there's a reason they've gotten more popular, Brian. I mean, it is a cheap option to still get the, for some people that I know, it is the option to still get the sports that you crave. Because, again, if it wasn't for sports, I wouldn't need a live TV option. I truly believe that. But, you know, for the Mets, for the Sabres, for the college stuff, I still need the live TV. So, people want the cheapest option at that. And if you can throw in a few pay-per-views, you know.
It's not an attractive option for me. And I don't
Which
think
part?
For most people. Almost all of it. Like, one, the, like, who am I paying? Just a guy? Like, just someone, like, who's setting me up with some other password for something? How do I get it on
my TV? What if you knew the person?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
How am I getting it on my TV? Well, you just use the stick. Like, okay, is it buy one? No, you got to buy one, and then you got to break it. You got to jailbreak it. So that it gets all the things that it's not supposed to get and opens it up for everything. Oh, just great. Just what I want in my living room. And then, you know, how do I operate it? You just point in the... No, well, you got to go through an option. There's like 15 feeds for each channel. And sometimes this one doesn't work. And sometimes that... None of that sounds better to me.
I mean, there's not 15 feeds, but I understand what you're saying.
Especially when, you know, we've got people coming into the house, you know, to watch the kids on certain days who just want to point a remote at a TV and have it work like a TV has worked for 70 years. When was the remote invented? I'm not sure. But, like, that kind of stuff just is not going to work. Actually, maybe it would be better because my kid wouldn't know how to use it as easy. There might be something to that. Everything else, I don't know, not as attractive to me. Anyways, 803-0930, you can weigh in. How much are you paying for TV? Let us know. And are you sick of it? Are you done with the new era that we're in right now? 803-0930, Beam as in Beamer on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ooh, can you feel the cold air starting? Or no, that's just in here.
Yeah, that's every day at 9:37.
Oh, we're ready to go here on WBEN. We've been talking, and we had a guest to kick off our show from CNET, who talked about the cost difference, kind of trying to break down some of the numbers, streaming versus regular cable, who's paying more. Never before has there been so many. I mean, you ask 10 people, you can get 10 different answers of what they pay for TV every single year. And we've been asking you, all right, what do you pay to watch TV? 803-0930 here on WBEN. I love the answers that we get because every time we ask this, we get different answers. And this is my favorite one. Somebody who chimed in and texted, I need internet for my computer, so not a TV expense. I pay only for basic Netflix and Hulu, less than $25. Hey, guess what? If you are watching TV through Netflix and Hulu, internet is a TV expense. Like, that's how it works. If you didn't have the internet, you couldn't watch that. So right. You have to roll it in. Like, it has to be. That was my one thing with the CNET article that we looked at, was when they're breaking down, like, all right, the streaming costs. And then in parentheses, it says without internet. You can't do that because you need the internet right. To have any of these streaming things. It runs off and through the internet. So it has to be factored in, which is why, you know, I could look at it and say, oh, you know, maybe I'll save money when I stop doing the cable thing and went over to streaming. But then your internet cost is still a big chunk of that bill that you were paying. And now you're adding up the streaming things and it's like, oh, well, I'm at basically where I started.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I know the person from CNET disagreed. I think streaming companies are pushing people back to cable.
Oh, I for sure think so. If for nothing else, if you are going to get what you want, say you're saying this, you're paying the same price, the convenience.
Yes.
Like the convenience factor of, you can't, if you're watching, I think we've said this before, if you're watching that, you know, football game that was streaming on Peacock, you can't easily just go during the break and flip to something else. You're exiting out of the menu, you're going back to a main menu, you're opening up another app. By the time you get to something else, you have to go and do it all again and go back to the football game.
Yeah.
Like, you can't easily do that. You can't easily turn it on and boom, like, there's the game. It's very rare that that's able to happen. So yeah, the convenient factor I think plays a role in it.
And you know, Netflix, that one of the biggest things that they bought, remember they bought Seinfeld, right? They paid a lot of money, you know, 20 some years later to get the Seinfeld. Well, you know what? On cable, Seinfeld's on every afternoon on Comedy Central from like 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to miss that that show. So unless you're watching one of the newer series, which I know a lot of people are, for me, it's just like I find myself on cable more than on any of the streaming services when I'm watching TV. I also, you know, watch the same three things. So.
Yeah. Somebody else texting in Roku and then Paramount for $11, Amazon for $17 a month, Peacock for $11 a month. The antenna was $65 a month one time, and so their grand total is, well, $40 a month. Well, no. You have to include the internet.
Right.
In that. So if you're paying what I'm paying for internet, which is $80 a month, you're paying $120 a month is what your actual cost for being able to watch TV. You can't not include the internet. It's a very important part of watching TV through the internet is the internet.
Right. I mean, a lot of people realize they need to go up on their speed of internet when they started watching.
You might be paying for more
internet
than what you had before. Something else, a couple other people saying $250 for cable and internet, no pay TV. And they say because the package doesn't have certain sports that my son likes, I'm stuck. And how many people feel like they're stuck in that same thing? Well, I can't move to anything else because this is the only way I can get X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
It's usually the Sabres because, you know, the Bills, you can use the antenna.
Paramount.
Yeah, a whole bunch of different ways. The Sabres really only three different options that you have. You know, cable, you've got Fubo,
or MSG
and then
Plus.
The MSG app, which are all pretty expensive to have.
I mean, the MSG Plus, 30, and, you know, hey, I understand in New York, MSG Plus, well, you're getting five teams. In Buffalo, we only get two teams with MSG Plus. You know what I mean? And paying the same price. I've always thought that was kind of ridiculous. But it's just really not a cheaper option for people. And again, if it's just the Sabres, fine. But if you're like me, well, now you still have to, there's two other things you got to find.
I wonder how people like, if you got rid of, see, if I ever went back to cable, I would need the box on the TV. Like, I want that box on the TV.
You don't want the app?
No. Like, the whole point to me of having cable is to... Having cable, right? To be able to flip around, to have that easy thing. If I am just going to another app, oh, well, you'll save, you know, whatever a month, or you don't have to buy the box outright or something like that.
Or you'll get MSG.
I can do that somewhere else.
You want old school cable.
I want old school cable.
There is something about that. I mean, there really is. Like, it's gone through in my head, if it wasn't so much more expensive, I would like to have on a separate input my cable, because then that kind of tackles the Peacock thing you were talking about. Oh, it's break. Let's go to input two and flip through the cable.
There's also old school cable. Less options. Would you like to have less options?
When you say less options, you mean, oh, yes. I know that sounds ridiculous, but how much time do you spend looking for something to watch?
100%.
That's why I say I watch the same three things. Why? Well, Columbo's on this channel, Seinfeld's on this channel, and then my sports options. At least I'm not wasting time going through menus.
My son grabs the clicker. It drives me insane. If I let him watch TV, he never watches TV. He watches 5 seconds of something and then goes out of it and goes to the next thing.
Yeah.
I go, watch one thing. Like, well, no, now I want to watch this one. You know, there's 30 seconds of that. Ah, you know, no, I want to watch this one. You can't do it. Well, you can. But I'm like, stop. You're driving me nuts for no reason.
It's bedtime.
Yeah. TV's going off for no reason. But how many of us, you have Netflix and you just scroll through. You spend an entire time just deciding what to watch, never decide anything. Then you turn the TV off. That never happened. It's like, well, all right, it's going to be the Pawn Stars show or whatever's on Channel 7.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Oh, it's Friday? TGIF. I don't need the clicker for the next 2 hours.
It was, 7 o'clock? All right, you got Jeopardy or you have people rummaging through junk and everything else I don't want to watch. Right. So you really only have two options and you're going to make a choice between. You're not going to be endlessly flipping and seeing a million things. Because you see a million things, half of them I go, oh yeah, I'd like to watch that. I'm not going to watch it. I never watch anything.
No. You know how many times I've gone, oh, I didn't know that was available, and never went back to it?
Or forget about it.
Yeah.
Or it gets lost in the menu. Like, was this deleted or do I have to search for it? Because if I have to search for it, I don't remember the name. I drive my wife insane if we're ever looking for something. She's like, why don't you just search for it? I'm like, oh, no, I never search. I'll just find it.
I want to find it, yeah.
Yeah. Like, what? Are you insane? Maybe.
The on-TV keyboard is just annoying.
I would rather scroll through a million titles and find it than type in a five-letter word on the TV.
Yep. I mean, that's... people, you might think I'm very basic in what I watch, but the very little time that I have to watch TV, I'm not wasting it looking for something to watch.
A text in to our text board on the last 2 days, someone asking how old we are. Jumbotron and clicker. I didn't know. Are those outdated terms?
I didn't think so.
I thought it was always the Jumbotron.
I've always called it the Jumbotron.
Since day one.
Yeah.
So. Jumbotron. Is it not called the Jumbotron anymore?
I mean, what the video board?
Clicker is just, clicker's still the clicker.
Yeah. I don't understand. It's not like we're sitting here talking about the clapper.
If you're calling it remote instead of clicker, I think that's pop and soda. That's not like one term outdated the other.
If you're calling it remote, you're the old one. Remote's a lot older term than clicker.
Did it come back around though?
I don't know.
Like, are we the clicker generation?
It's clicker.
If you're remote, you're either older than us or younger than us.
Yeah, I mean, it's clicker because of the Adam Sandler movie. That's why it's clicker.
I'm trying to think, like, off the top of my head what my son would call it. I think probably clicker because we just call it the clicker.
You've always called it the clicker, yeah.
That would be it. Someone else using your phone as a remote, you can type out instead of scrolling. Just what I want, another device added into my TV watching experience.
Because when I'm watching TV, I don't want to be spending time on my phone.
Like, oh, here, use your remote, open up the app, wait 10 seconds for it to connect to the TV. All right, now I got the keyboard. Now I can put it in, and it goes to the TV. And then, like, how about this? Click.
Yeah. That's another thing.
Bring me back the dial.
That's another thing that's annoying when you're watching TV, and there's someone else who you think is there with you watching the television, but instead they're watching videos on their phone. If we're just going to sit here and watch videos on our phone, why is the TV on? That's a... point of contention in the Beamer house. Why is the TV on? You're watching videos on your phone. The TV could be off. We could be saving the 10 cents that the TV is costing us on right now.
10 cents?
I don't know how much electricity is. I was going to say,
like, how old is your tube TV? That's like a hefty cost.
I don't know,
cost.
But like, you know, I mean, I'm cheap, so maybe I'm not the right person for this, but I walk in, I hear... on the phone and on the TV, like, one of these things could be off.
Probably. Somebody else saying, take out sleep, work, normal life activities. How much time is left for TV, and is it worth the cost? For me, no. I just do over-the-air, and I'm happy. Like, this is my big dilemma. This is why I will never be happy with anything. Because I am this person, except I don't just want to... I'm never just turning on the TV in that hour window or something. Or last night it was a little longer. I watched two periods of the Sabres game because it was on Hulu, and I actually got to watch it last night.
Yeah.
Because we have somebody else's Hulu password. It's not. So I actually got to turn on the TV and watch it. Now, I had to exit out a couple times because it froze on the Hulu app and then put it back on. It's like every time it tried to come back from a commercial, it triggered something in where it wouldn't work. Drove me insane. So I had to do that like seven times while watching this game.
Sounds familiar.
Never had to do that before with just having cable. But I am, that is the only thing that I would watch. Aside from that, like I'm hardly ever watching TV during the week. Like it might be on, like you said, Joe, it might be on the background. Or maybe my wife is watching something for an hour tops at the end of the day. And I'm usually not interested in what she's watching, so I'll be like reading a book or something or on my phone or doing something like that. But what I want to, I'm still like tied to, I need to have X, Y, and Z for whatever reason, even though I never watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a hypocrite because I talk about my wife on her phone while the TV's on, can't one of these things be off, and then I have the TV on while I'm sleeping. I mean, just as wasteful. You know, today I'm going to get home, right? Probably take a nap because I got a busy night. But 1 o'clock, I'll have the Mets spring training game on TV. Now, talk about a waste. Right. I mean, better things you can do with your time. Sterling Marte is leading off today. I'll probably watch the first two innings.
He doesn't play for the Pirates anymore?
No, he's been with the Mets now for 3 seasons.
Oh, well, learn something new every day. Go to Mark in North Tonawanda. Mark, you're on WBEN. Is it the remote or the clicker?
The clicker, absolutely. When us older guys, when we first started having these remote features, it was called the clicker.
I hear. Are you playing with the clicker in the background right now, Mark?
No, that's my turn signal.
Yeah.
Because I got one bulb out, so it's going at it. It's really at it.
Mark, if you don't mind me asking, do the rough math in your head about how much do you pay to watch TV every month?
$200, and that's my internet and cable. I don't have streaming. In fact, my daughter streams TV. I was just out of town, and I wound up watching 3 days of The World's Toughest Prisons because I can't, I don't get it.
Good show.
It was pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Now I can't watch the rest of it because I'm up here without it. But anyway, I just hopped in the truck. I heard you guys talking about the cable and streaming. I could never stream because, as one of you alluded to, I can watch 3 or 4 programs at a time. And it would be difficult to bounce around
in
a streaming device to try to keep up.
You hit the nail on the head, Mark.
That's a good point.
Hey, thanks. Mark, thank you for the call in North Tonawanda there. That's the flipping back and forth that you can't do it. If I had to add it all up, what I pay for all the TV, I'm including my internet in that, which is $80. Then I do another, I think it's 6 or 7 for Peacock. I have that. I steal a bunch of other stuff from other people with their passwords. Hardly ever watch it. So, you know, if it were to be gone tomorrow, oh well. And then I split YouTube TV with one other person. He pays the bill every month. And then every 3-4 months will just hit me with a, oh, hey, you owe me like $300 or whatever it is. But that is, I believe, cut that, that's like $35 a month split between two people.
It's not bad.
So
should you be admitting on air that you do that?
You can do it. You can split between like, I think up to 3. You might be able to do like 6 accounts.
That's a selling point right there. Yeah.
It is a selling point. But so that brings the grand total to I'm paying about $120 a month for TV, which compared to the $200, not that bad. But I also $120 a month, and I can watch Brentford play on a Saturday morning. I can watch the curling world championships. I can go see Hertha Berlin play Sunday live in vivid color. I can't watch my Buffalo Sabres. So that's $120 a month, and the one thing I would want to watch on TV just doesn't happen.
Yeah. I pay $135 with everything thrown in. But there's some apps my wife pays for. There's some apps that I pay for. But if you put the internet in, you put the apps that we both have, it's $135. And we also take a few apps from other people.
I mean, isn't that a show for a different day? There's some apps I pay for, some apps my wife pays for.
We've done that. Another day, we've done that
show. So you pay for it?
Yeah, we pay for it.
Yeah.
$135.
It's all together.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
We're just, the amount of times we have that discussion with other couples is crazy to me.
What discussion?
Of just, oh, well, he's paying for that, we're paying for this. And it just like blows my mind every time.
Yeah, so far, so good. But we are starting to build a joint account, so I guess we're kind of doing it both ways.
Can you do it both ways?
I think you can. I think you can have, if you have a dedicated amount that you both put into a joint account every paycheck, and that's for stuff that you pay for as a couple. Yeah, I think it works.
But then if you're paying for one and you're paying for the other, and Netflix goes out 1 month, who's getting mad at who?
Well, I mean, I could care less if we had Netflix or
but
not.
But you know what I'm saying. Yes, the water goes out.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, that's somebody's responsibility. That's not both of our faults.
No, that's why I like it the way it is now. But, you know, sometimes you compromise.
Like, if that were to happen in my house, the water gets shut off.
It's your fault?
Well, my wife would say it's my fault because I'm in charge of paying the bills.
Okay.
But my response would be like, your name's on the bill, too. this can't all be on me. Like, we both have ample opportunity to.
Who opened the bill? Or it's probably just an automatic?
No, you got to open it. You got to. The water bill's the worst bill. It's the only one that isn't like an automatic payment anymore.
I was going to say, but if you don't pay it, it is your fault because you've started the.
I pay the bill every quarter.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to read the meter every. I probably read the meter once a year.
Oh, you have to read the meter.
Yeah. But it's great when you read the meter and then you realize how much I've been overpaying for the last year. It's like a free quarter of water.
Yeah.
So I've advanced paid.
Home ownership. I'm just not ready. This is the closest I'll get to a home.
We'll be back here tomorrow on WBEN with.
So last night I was at the Tech, Syracuse game. The Hokies lost. It broke my heart. Running on no sleep.
ITT Tech lost.
Yep, ITT Tech. They've been out of business for 10 years, but they've still got a basketball team. Now tonight, the Drake concert. So can I do it again on 4 hours of sleep? We're going to find out.
It's a rough one. All right. We got Lucas with the news. David Bellavia coming up after that on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.